Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through print preview. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section website, download Access 2013 DB25 and then open that one up. Okay, now in the last video we made, let's go to form main. Well, we made another, last couple of videos, we made another report for guests, I believe it was. So we had a guest activity report and we made a guest summary report, and we've given ourselves the ability to choose reports by updating this combo box, which is all fine, but this is actually in report view, and what we need to do is look at print preview. So let's just close that one second and let's just open up report guest summary just to give you an idea. This view that you can see at the moment is called report view. You've got report layout, design and print preview. Obviously layout and design are for making changes to the report, changing the data. Layout's obviously changing where the boxes, text boxes go, where the what the title says, etc, etc. What you will want to display reports as to use is report view and print preview. I would say they're kind of, there's no big advantage to one or the other. It's just if you want to print it, go for print preview. But to be honest with you, I regularly make reports open up in print preview without going to report view, as it's sometimes users prefer that. So it's just one or the other. So let's close that and let's open up form reports guest. Is it? That's the one. So this is form reports guest. So this is the form that's embedded in form reports, which in turn is embedded in form main. What I want to do here is put a print preview button where we can click on it and open up the very same report in print preview. Simple as that, right? So let's do that. Drop it into layout view. Click on the button and just drop it here. Okay, go to arrange, split horizontal even. And just make that a bit bigger. F4. We don't even really actually need to give it a caption. We can just choose a picture. It's a bit fast. On the property sheet, you clicked in the button, go to picture where it says none, click on the three dots. And click on in the list box here and press P. Scroll down till we get to printer and click OK. So they're just going to see a printer icon, which is absolutely fine. Just for the sake of being neat, let's change it to command print preview. And go to event on click, macro builder. And it's very simple. It's open report. Now the report name equals CBO report. But down here, instead of choosing report, make it print preview. Now CBO report is this combo box here where we choose the name of the actual report we want. So if I said summary, if we now click on this button here, it opens up report guest summary and print preview. And if I change that to activity, it's up and click here, we get guest activity. If you're not sure how we're doing that, you need to check the last video where I explain how we use a reports table all the way over here to store the names of the reports. Okay, let's just check that works in, let's just check that works in form main. So reports, guest reports, pick a report activity, and click in there. Okay, simple as that, eh? All right, thank you for watching the video, and I shall see you in the next one, hopefully.